and from the corn crops of the United States to the city streets of Europe. Now, they have been seriously snarled today. Tens of thousands of taxi drivers are blocking traffic or driving very slow in Madrid, Milan, Berlin, Marseille, Paris, and London. And they are doing it to protest Uber. Cabbies in Rio are also protesting Uber today as the World Cup comes to town. Now, if you're not familiar with Uber, it is U.S.-based. It's a low-cost chauffeur service that connects passengers with drivers using a smartphone app. Users love it, but Hackney cab drivers say it is unfair competition. Cabbie Richard Cudlip in London told the BBC he has to follow rules that protect his customers.
You have the trust in us that you can stick your hand up and the first person, hopefully, that stops for you will know where they're going. You know they've been background checked properly and off you go and everybody's happy.
Well, here's the response from Joe Bertram with Uber.
We're fully compliant with all the private hire legislation. Uber also offers another choice to customers and for drivers. It increases competition, which is good for all of us.
Well, cabbies say Uber's app is tantamount to a taxi meter and should be regulated as such. Uber says it's a GPS device and it's not a meter. All this does not appear to be hurting Uber's growth yet, though. It is now operating in 128 cities in 37 countries and was recently valued at $18 billion. This is Here and Now.